The Jamaica Aid Support for Life, JASL, in observation of its 25th anniversary, has launched a year-long public education drive to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. Dubbed Stand United Love Action Support, the campaign, which starts in January 2017, aims to fight stigma by sharing stories of people living with HIV. The public is being encouraged to stand united against HIV/AIDS by showing support and donating to the cause. JASL is looking to raise $100,000 to assist children and persons living with and affected by HIV in Jamaica through increased prevention efforts and sustained treatment programs. Persons can donate via JASL's website at jasforlife.org. The campaign will cover aspects of HIV prevention and treatment, such as condoms and lubricants, public education and outreach, and pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP, and testing. Vice Chair Jamaica Aid Support for Life, Althea Bailey, says research shows that many young people do not see HIV as an issue anymore.
It is a non-issue for them. And so we have to continue to keep HIV high on the public agenda. The public will be encouraged to stand united against HIV and AIDS by supporting the response and by using all their opportunities to show support and to donate to the cause. So it's not just about money, it's about giving time.
PrEP is a way for people who are at high risk of getting HIV to prevent infection by taking a pill daily which contains two medicines that are also used to treat HIV. In the meanwhile, PEP is aimed at HIV prevention after possible recent exposure. It involves taking HIV medications as soon as possible within 3 days after a single high-risk event to stop HIV from making copies of itself and spreading through the body. JASL's campaign will also explore how to address the barriers that prevent the youth, key populations, and people living with HIV from accessing the various preventative methods and utilizing health services. Ms. Bailey says the public will be invited via social media and other platforms to stand united against HIV/AIDS by discussing what they think needs to be undertaken by the government, civil society, and communities.
There will be an increase in access to voluntary HIV testing and counseling, especially for the youth. Promoted increased condom use to reduce the spread of HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. And improvement in the treatment of people living with HIV and AIDS.
Persons will be asked to submit and share via the JASL social media pages a photograph of themselves, a word or phrase showing solidarity with the cause, or a short video message 15 to 30 seconds explaining what, in their view, needs to be done to reduce HIV/AIDS. The pages are Facebook at Jamaica Aid Support and Twitter at JASL Tweets. Persons can also get involved by wearing a red ribbon, acting as role models for how to treat people living with HIV/AIDS, encouraging testing and openness, volunteering, and participating in social media chats. Ms. Bailey says young people aged 15 to 24 years are less likely to be tested than those aged 25 to 49 years.
It's estimated that almost 30,000 persons are currently living with HIV in Jamaica, but approximately 19% of these persons are unaware of their status. And at this point, we have to do something about that. Males are less likely to be tested than females. Key populations, including men who have sex with men, are less likely to be tested than members of the general population. So those are the gaps.
Ms. Bailey adds that although the JASL has come a far way in terms of response to people living with HIV/AIDS, there is still a lot to be done. The JASL tests and treats an average of 5,000 persons annually. Established in 1991, JASL is the oldest and largest AIDS-focused human rights non-governmental organization in Jamaica. There are three chapters in the corporate area, Ocho Rios and Montego Bay, with headquarters in Kingston. November 2016 marks 25 years of uninterrupted services provided to persons living with and affected by HIV and AIDS in Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.